His way continued upward, and the heat continued as well. By noon, Tim was too tired and hungry to go on. He had tried several times to engage Daria in conversation, but she had once again gone silent. Pushing the third button did not help, although her navigation function seemed unimpaired. When he deliberately turned to the right or left of the discernible path leading ever deeper into the woods and ever upward, the green light turned red. When he turned back, the green reappeared. He ate from the hamper, then settled in for a nap. When he awoke, it was late afternoon and a little cooler. He reslung the hamper on his back, it was lighter now, shouldered the water skin and pushed ahead. The afternoon was short, and the twilight even shorter. The night held fewer terrors for him, partly because he had already survived one, but mostly because, when he called for the light, Daria provided it. And after the heat of the day, the cool of the evening was refreshing. Tim went on for a good many hours before he began to tire again. He was gathering some duff to sleep on until daylight when Daria spoke up. "There is a scenic opportunity ahead, traveler. If you wish to take advantage of this scenic opportunity, say continue. If you do not wish to observe, say no." Tim had been in the act of putting the hamper on the ground. Now he picked it up again, intrigued. "Continue," he said. The disc's bright light went out, but after Tim's eyes had a chance to adjust, he saw light up ahead. Only moonlight, but far brighter than that which filtered through the trees overhanging the path. "Use the green navigation sensor," Daria said. "Move quietly. The scenic opportunity is 1 mile or 0.8 wheels north of your current location." With that, she clicked off. Tim moved as quietly as he could, but to himself he sounded very loud. In the end, it probably made no difference. The path opened into the first large clearing he had come to since entering the forest, and the beings occupying it took no notice of him at all. There were 6 billy bumblers sitting on a fallen ironwood tree with their snouts raised to the crescent moon. Their eyes gleamed like jewels. Thraken were hardly ever seen in tree these days, and to see even one was considered extremely lucky. Tim never had. Several of his friends claimed to have glimpsed them at play in the fields or in the bossy groves, but he suspected they were fibbing. And now, to see a full half dozen. They were, he thought, far more beautiful than the treacherous Armenita, because the only magic about them was the plain magic of living things. "These were the creatures that surrounded me last night. I know they were." He approached them as in a dream, knowing he would probably frighten them away, but helpless to stay where he was. They did not move. He stretched his hand out to one, ignoring the doleful voice in his head, it sounded like the widow's, telling him he would certainly be bitten. The bumbler did not bite, but when it felt Tim's fingers in the dense fur below the shelf of its jaw, it seemed to awake. It leaped from the log. The others did the same. They began to chase around his feet and between his legs, nipping at each other and uttering high-pitched barks that made Tim laugh. One looked over its shoulder at him and seemed to laugh back. They left him and raced to the center of the clearing. There they made a moving ring in the moonlight, their faint shadows dancing and weaving. They all stopped at once and rose on their hind legs with their paws outstretched, looking for all the world like little furry men. Beneath the cold smile of the crescent moon, they all faced north along the path of the beam. "You're wonderful," Tim called. They turned to him, concentration broken. "Wonderful," one of them said, and then they all raced into the trees. It happened so quickly that Tim almost believed he had imagined the whole thing. Almost. He made camp in the clearing that night, hoping they might return. And as he drifted towards sleep, he remembered something the Widow Smack had said about the unseasonably warm weather. "It's probably nothing, unless you see Sir Thraken dancing in the starlight or looking north with his muzzle upraised." He had seen not just one bumbler, but a full half dozen doing both. Tim sat up. The widow had said those things were a sign of something, what, a stun blast? That was close, but not quite. Stark blast, he said. That was it. Stark blast, Daria said, startling him more wide awake than ever. A fast-moving storm of great power. Its features include steep and sudden drops in temperature accompanied by strong winds. It has been known to cause major destruction and loss of life in civilized portions of the world. In primitive areas, entire tribes have been wiped out. This definition of Stark Blast has been a service of North Central Positronics. Tim lay down again on his bed of duff, arms crossed behind his head, looking up at the circle of stars this clearing made visible. A service of North Central Positronics, was it? Well, maybe. He had an idea it might really have been a service of Daria. She was a marvelous machine, although he wasn't sure a machine was all she was. But there were things she wasn't allowed to tell him. He had an idea she might be hinting at some of those things, though. Was she leading him on, as the Covenant Man and Armanita had done? Tim had to admit it was a possibility, but he didn't really believe it. He thought, possibly because he was just a stupid kid ready to believe anything, that maybe she hadn't had anyone to talk to for a long time and had taken a shine to him. One thing he knew for sure, if there was a terrible storm coming, he would do well to finish his business quickly and then get undercover. But where would be safe? This led his musings back to the Fagonard tribe. They weren't a bit safe, as they knew, for hadn't they already imitated the bumblers for him? He had promised himself he would recognize what they were trying to show him if it was put before him, and he had. The storm was coming, the Stark Blast. They knew it, probably from the bumblers, and they expected it to kill them. With such thoughts in his mind, Tim guessed it would be a long time before he could get to sleep, but 5 minutes later, he was lost to the world. He dreamed of Throcken dancing in the moonlight.